I was 17. I was a senior in high school, and I attended a college party. And after the party, a man came back to where I was staying. Everyone kind of went to bed, and I waited for his ride to come, and he drugged and he raped me.
Do you know this man?
I didn't know him at all. I had met him at that party, but he ended up coming back with us. He drugged and he raped me that night. At the time, the drug had blocked my memory, and I didn't really remember being actually raped. I didn't want that to be true. That seemed shameful to me. So I just kind of pretended that it didn't happen.
You were in denial.
Yes, very much in denial. And I probably would have never told anyone. But a couple weeks later, I found out that I was pregnant, and yes, I couldn't deny it anymore.
When you found out you were pregnant, what went through your mind?
In my mind, there wasn't any choices. You know, society tells us that these rape babies are demons and that they're unwanted. So I thought that I had to terminate the pregnancy. I thought that I had to kill my child, that I could not bring a rape baby into this world.
What happened next?
I scheduled an appointment to murder my own child. And I confided in some friends who were young and scared, just like me. And they were willing to help me pay and drive me. But the night before my scheduled abortion, I met with my cousin, who is one of my best friends, and I knew what she was going to tell me. I needed to know that what I truly wanted to do was okay, that it wasn't the worst thing in the world, that I wasn't bringing in to the world, you know, the devil spawn.
Did you even tell your parents about it?
I told my mom and my dad maybe a week or so after I decided that I was going to keep him, that I was going to give him life.
Describe for our listeners that moment when you had the baby.
Well, up until then, I felt so worthless. My rapist had taken away everything good that I had. It was just awful. You know, I struggled a lot through it. But when Brayden came into this world, it was like all good overcame all evil. And seeing his face was the most beautiful thing that I could have ever seen. And I was instantly in love, instantly. And I've never looked back. I've continued to love him and nothing else for the last 6 years.
You put him for adoption.
Yes, I'm in a very open adoption. So I chose his parents. You know, I was 17 and still being very much parented. And I wanted to give my child what I had growing up, and that included a father. And I couldn't do that for him.
And you're still in touch with the baby.
I am. I see him often. And they've been great. You know, we do Christmases together, and we've gone on vacations together, and they really make me feel like I'm a part of the family.
He's still too young, but is he aware that you are the biological mom?
He knows that we have a special bond, but he will know when he is old enough to understand.
What does he call you?
He calls me Lizzie Lou.
And what do you call him?
I call him Mr. B. I started calling him that from the hospital, so I kind of kept it.
And how did you get to find Rebecca? Who is she? Please tell me about that encounter with her.
Well, shortly after I gave birth, I moved away to college, about an hour away from home, and I found the pro-life group on campus and then started to become a little bit involved in that. And we sponsored Rebecca to come speak on campus, and I was still a little nervous about my story. And the people in my group actually told Rebecca a little bit about me and my story, and she had emailed me and asked me to write my story up and so she could put it on her website. And we've become really great friends ever since. I mean, she's just been an excellent mentor, and she's just great.
Did you file charges against your rapist?
Yes, I went to file charges, and they found him. When they found him, he actually had the drug on his person. He said he used it recreationally. But when I went to file charges, he manipulated me because I was not protected. And I had to...
You were a minor.
Yes, but I was threatened that if I did not terminate my right to prosecute, that he would fight for custody and joint custody, and I would have to live, you know, the rest of my life sharing my child with my rapist.
Did you fight back?
I couldn't. I had to sign off my right to prosecute in order for him to terminate his parental rights. And to this day, this man is as free as I am because I was not protected.
It takes a lot of courage for women to come out and tell their story. What do you hope to achieve by telling us your story?
Part of what I hope to achieve is to change that law, to protect rape victims so that they do not have to fight custody battles with their rapist, you know, the person that violated them. It's absolutely ridiculous that I had to fight so that my rapist did not raise my child. His rights should have been terminated automatically.
It's like being victimized once again.
It is. It's a re-victimization. Absolutely. That's part of my message, is these laws need to be changed so that people like me are protected. And my child, my pride and joy, he needs to be protected as well.
Liz, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I hope to give women hope that you do have a choice and you don't have to end a life in order to live yours. Life goes on and it is hard, but it just becomes a part of your story and a part of your life, and it can be a beautiful thing.